Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're in Maseches Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph. So the three topics we're going to focus on. First of all, the Gemara identifies the sources for the two biblically mandated brachas. Birchas Hamazon, benching, the grace after the meals. It says, V'chalta v'savatu v'irachta es Hashem el-kecha, shall eat, be satisfied, and bless Hashem your God. And secondly, Birchas HaTorah, because it says, Kishem Hashem ekra, hovu godo elkenu. When I call out the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness to our God. So those are the only two biblically mandated brachas, and those are the sources. Number two, there's a machlokas whether reciting Kriya Shema is a Torah obligation or its own rabbinic. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one fulfills the Torah obligation of Shach B'chav K'mecha, and when you lie down and arise, through the recitation of any section of the Torah, once in the morning and once in the evening. He holds that it was a rabbinic enactment to fulfill this requirement through the recitation of the Shema. So number one, we have the source for the two biblically mandated brachas. And two, we have a machlokas whether reciting the words of Kriya Shema is deraisa from the Torah or rabbinic. And the third point is we have machlokas regarding at what point a latecomer to shul can join the tzibur of the congregation that's in the middle of davening the Shemoneh Esrei. One view permits it only if he can finish before the shliach tzibur, the one leading the davening, reaches kedusha. The other view is that he only needs to finish before the shliach tzibur reaches modim. So once again, the three points are: we have the sources for the two biblically mandated brachas, the Birchas Hamazon and Birchas HaTorah. Second, we have a machlokas whether reciting Kriya Shema is a Torah obligation rabbinic. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one fulfills that obligation of Shavch B'chav G'mech when you lie down and rise by reciting any section of the Torah, once in the morning, once in the evening. He holds it was a rabbinic enactment to fulfill this requirement through the recitation of the Shema. And thirdly, there's a machlokas regarding at what point a latecomer to shul can join the tzibur in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei. One view permits it only if he can finish before the shliach tzibur reaches kedusha. The other is that he only needs to finish before the shliach tzibur reaches modim. All right, so now it's time for the siman. So the siman for Chaf Aleph is going to be a car. I know there's no R in Chaf Aleph, so we're going to say ka as if we're from Boston. Here we go. The latecomer to shul raced out of his ka and jumped over one man benching midoraisa and another man saying shema midorabanan. When he got to the minyan, they were in the middle of kedusha. So once again, in slow motion. Here we go. So the latecomer to shul, that reminds us of the halacha of one coming late to shul, raced out of his ka, so we're on Daf Chaf Aleph, and jumped over one man benching midoraisa, because benching is one of the brachas from the Torah, the other one is Birchas HaTorah, and another man saying Shema midorabanan, that reminds us of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that the parshiyas of the Shema themselves are midorabanan. But when he got to the minyan, they were in the middle of Kedusha, to remind us if one arrives late to shul, he has to be able to begin Shemoneh Esrei by the time the Shliach Tzibur finishes Kedusha, or according to the other Manda Amar, Modim. So once again, the siman is, the latecomer to shul raced out of his ka and jumped over one man benching midoraisa and another man saying Shema midoraban. But when he got to the minyan, they were in the middle of Kedusha. So now it's time for our four blot back chazor beginning of Yid Zayin. The siman for Yid Zayin is you use kar. So we have the great rabbis are all saying their extra tefillahs. That reminds us that the Tanaim and Amoraim had certain tefillahs they said after Shemoneh Esrei, which we have incorporated many of them into our own davening. They're davening next to the holy pink used car. Used car reminds us of a Yud Zayin. It's holy pink used car that was used by the mother to bring her children to school. That reminds us that women are merit Olam Haba for bringing their children to school and letting their husbands learn, even though they have to wait for them to return. When a haughty chassan drives by in his fancy limousine, that reminds us that there's a concern over doing things that might make a person look haughty, such as a chassan reciting Kriya Shema on his wedding night. So now we go to Daf Yud Ches. So the siman for Yud Ches is a chuppah. So the siman is we have these two spirits standing under a chuppah. Chuppah is Daf Yud Ches. In a cemetery discussing next year's weather forecast and overheard by a rich farmer. So that reminds us there's a question whether the dead are aware of worldly events. And that story was brought in as part of the sugya. The rich farmer had tucked in tzitzis. That reminds us one's not permitted to wear tefillin when from a sefer or wear tzitzis out in a cemetery because it's lo garash. It's considered mocking the dead, because they're poor, they can't do mitzvahs anymore. He was about to bury his mother, which reminds us that one is exempt, a relative is exempt from all mitzvahs when he's taking care of burial, even if the dead is not in front of him. Then we go to Daf Yotess. So the symbol for Yotess is a yacht. So we have a nasty person who disparaged a deceased Talmud Chacham. That reminds us that anyone who disparages a deceased Talmud Chacham ultimately falls into Gehenna, as it says, Kol Masaper Acher Mitasen Shel Talmud Chachamim, Nofel BeGehenna. They fall to Gehenna. Then what happens? He fell off a yacht. Yacht is Yotess, our daf, and was swallowed by a well with a big open mouth. That reminds us, Al tiftach peh le-satan. One should never open himself up to prosecution by the satan by saying of himself that he's worthy of punishment. And as that happens, the captain's ripping off his shotness containing uniform, steering the boat. which reminds us that personal dignity, coveted brias, does not override a Torah prohibition, so someone would have to take off his shirt wearing kalaim if they're in the middle of the marketplace, because he'd be violating the Isser of Shatnez. And then we finish with Daf Chaf. The symbol for Chaf is coffee. So we have a woman drinking coffee in a cafe. That reminds us of Daf Chaf. She was about to bench, which reminds us of the question whether a woman's obligation to recite Birchas Hamazon is Daraisa or Darabanan. When a rabbi ran in and knocked the Amada's headpiece off her head, which landed in a mikveh, so he knocks the headpiece off. That reminds us of the reason why miracles occurred for earlier generations, because they were willing to be Moser Nefesh. They were willing to sacrifice themselves for Kiddush Hashem. And we had that story of Rav Ada Bar Ava, who tore that inappropriate garment off the woman walking the street because he thought she was Jewish. And it lands, this headpiece, in a mikveh that was in front of a model of Har Sinai. That reminds us that the Takana of Ezra for a Balkari to immerse in a mikveh was modeled after Har Sinai, where immersion in the mikveh was required for the recitation of words of Torah. Thinking Torah thoughts, here, without immersion, is permitted. All right, so now it's time for our pop quiz of 10 questions. Question number one. Where do we learn out that the reason why earlier generations merited to have miracles is because they were Moser Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem? That's on Daf Chaf. Question number two. Where do we learn out that one should know where tzitz is in a cemetery because of Lo Garash, it's mocking the dead? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Where do we learn out the value of greeting a king, even a non-Jewish king? That's on Daf Tes. Great. Question number four. Where do we learn out that Takanas Ezra was modeled after the events at Har Sinai? That's on Daf Chaf. Great. Question number five. Where do we learn out the reason why women married Olam Haba? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Question number six. Where do we learn out that a latecomer to Shul has to be able to finish Shmoneh Esrei before the Shlich Tzibur gets to Kedusha or Modim? That's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Question number seven. Where do we learn out that one should make sure to put spaces between the words of Shema, Liten Revach Ben Edvekin? That's on Daf Tezvav. Question number eight. Where do we learn out the Kavod Abrius, respect for personal dignity, isn't Dochet, does not override a Torah prohibition? That's on Daf Yotes. Great. Where do we learn the Chazal want to include Parshas Balak in Kriyashma? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. And finally, question number 10. Where do we have a Malchokas, whether the Parshas of Shema are Deraisa or Derabanan? That's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Terrific. So that's it for today on Maseches Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph. I'm Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.